Now, let's get right to our guest this morning. The summer camp for burn injured youth begins August 7th in East Troy, and registration remains open. As always, you can find the link to more information on the summer camp for burn injured youth at our website, WPR.org/mornings. And you are welcome to join our conversation at any time with questions, your shared stories and experiences, 1-800-642-1234. The People Power of Healing. You can also email us ideas at WPR.org. Our guest this morning with your invitation for the children, Tanya Bolchin, joins us, camp counselor at summer camp for burn injured youth. She's been with the camp for 28 years. Tanya, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Also, Melissa Kirsten. She's an advanced nurse practitioner at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Regional Burn Center in Milwaukee. She's volunteered at the summer camp for burn injured youth in East Troy since 2004 and has been its director since 2016. Melissa, welcome to you.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And let's begin this morning with an invitation. The camp is in its 28th year. The camp starts in 10 days, and it's a free week-long summer camp for kids. For younger children, there are day sessions as well. Kids with burn injuries. Registration open now and again. The link can be found at WPR.org/mornings. Melissa Kirsten, how is the program tailored to children with burn injuries?
So the tailoring of it is, you know, we want to make sure that these children understand that they are not alone in the journey that they are now on. So they understand coming into camp that there are going to be other children that have similar injuries like themselves. So they can kind of have that peer support that a lot of people seek, because it's really difficult to feel like you're the only one that's gone through something. So knowing that you're not alone is pretty exciting and pretty cool to see.
Especially as a child.
Agreed. Yes.
And Tanya, you're a camp attendee turned counselor. You were an attendee for 9 years, but you've been a counselor for 19. And yet, tell me a little bit about that first year and what you were thinking about before you'd ever gone to this summer camp before. Were you a little hesitant to join in?
Yeah, that first year, I just wasn't sure about it. I didn't know anyone except for like my nurse who was telling me about the whole camp. So just the idea of being away from my family for a week was a little scary, whole new people, but I'm so glad I went.
What do you hear when Melissa Kirsten says this is a camp tailored to children so that they know that they are not alone? Once you finally went to camp, what was that experience like, and how is it that you've been going back now for 28 years, well into your adulthood?
It was amazing. It was the first time that I had been around other people who, like me, had been burned, and just the relief of knowing you're not alone. And then they understand the stress that comes with that, like the burns and the surgeries and missing school and having to make up your assignments afterwards. And just, you keep going. I kept going back every year because of that support and the family that you build there. And just the wanting to see those people year after year, so like you grow with them and hear what's going on in their lives. So just making sure that we get to see each other is always amazing.
Melissa Kirsten, director of the Summer Camp for Burn Injured Youth. From Tanya, you just heard it. She reluctant at first because she would leave her family and her support structure, and then she goes to the Summer Camp for Burn Injured Youth and finds another family and another support structure that has kept her coming back for almost 30 years. Tell me, as an advanced nurse practitioner at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Regional Burn Center in Milwaukee, what's this experience of summer camp like for you, Melissa?
So I think that, you know, as you can imagine, working in a burn center, you see a lot of very tragic accidents and injuries. And to be able to go to a summer camp with people like Tanya, who have found the connections that they were seeking and didn't maybe even know that they needed, and to have that support system and to watch them thrive after something so tragic and awful happening is, it helps me become a better provider, because I can kind of go back to work and say, this can get better. There are people out there that have gone through something like this, and you can also get back to your life, and let me maybe help introduce you to people that can help you, show you the way, because they can say, I've been there. I know what you've been through, which is something that I, never having been burned, can't say. Right. I can't identify with that as closely.
We're talking about Burn Camp that starts August 7th in East Troy. The camp is in its 28th year now. It is free, week-long summer camp for kids. There are day camps for younger children. And it's put on by the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. Our guest, Tanya Bolchin, who is the attendee turned camp counselor. Melissa Kirsten, who is the camp director. She was first a volunteer and an advanced nurse practitioner at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Regional Burn Center in Milwaukee. And Melissa, part of the reason we're here this morning is there is at least some concern that there are children that could benefit from this camp that do not know about this camp yet. What are some of the barriers that exist for people to attend?
So I think just not knowing about it obviously is one. If you don't know, you can't go, right?
Right.
And the other barrier would be that, you know, sometimes there's hesitancy, like Tanya talks about. She was scared. She didn't know what it was about. So that's one of the reasons we started offering our day program, where the potential campers and their parents or their guardians can come with them to kind of explore, get to know us, and kind of familiarize themselves with it. Another barrier is maybe, you know, you feel like you're too advanced, your wounds aren't fully healed, and that can be a barrier, but you know, if we can still connect with you and maybe next year you can attend, sometimes that can be obviously a barrier. It's too soon after your injury, you know, can't be in the sun or, you know, away from medical treatments.
Tanya Bolchin, I'm curious, as a counselor, how you help campers feel comfortable. What is your role as the Summer Camp for Burn Injured Youth gets underway?
So I am the activities coordinator this year. So like just trying to make sure there's fun things to do and just letting kids take it at their own pace, having different types of activities and just letting them figure out where they're at. Well, you can do a quiet activity. You can do a loud activity. There's just things to do. And just if they want to talk, I'm there to talk. If they just want to like sit and fish for a bit, we can go do that too. So just making sure that they're comfortable where they're at, and then when they're ready to talk about something, they'll let you know. And so just making sure we're present for that.
This family, this support structure, the second family, second support structure that you found, Tanya, what's it like being a part of that support structure for children today as an adult? How, at the end of the week of camp, what do you walk away feeling?
I feel energized because, you know, there's a lot going on right now. So like just going back and hanging out with that second family for a week and just focusing on that, it's just narrowing it down, refocusing, and just I go back into the world, back to work, just feeling more relaxed, ready to see what happens next.
And take me back a little bit to your 9 years before you were a counselor at the Summer Camp for Burn Injured Youth, when you were actually an attendee at the summer camp. And did it make the rest of the year easier? Did you get tools in your toolbox to deal with the rest of the world with everything happening? When you were a kid, Tanya, what was it like at the end of the week of this summer camp for you? What did you walk away with then?
Yeah, it gave me tools in my toolbox. So how to talk about my injuries and when I was ready to talk about them. So camp happens right before school. So you're getting this extra boost before going back in the classroom and just being ready to be like, yes, I'm ready to tell my story. And then if maybe, you know, it's one of those days where I'm not ready to talk about it, just knowing the language, be like, I understand your question, but I'm not going to talk about that today. And having that be fine as a final answer to people and just getting that confidence to be able to say that.
And taking the agency of your burn injuries. And you know, it's part of who you are. And there is a community there to remind us that that doesn't mean anything other than you are a part of a community with a second family and a second support structure, an entire summer camp coming up here in just 10 days. So, Tanya, I very much appreciate your time this morning. And I want to wrap up with this, and that is a call to the kids who have severe burn injuries and what advice you would have for them.
So your burn injury is part of you, who you are. It's part of your story, and it's a big part of your story, but it doesn't have to be the only part of your story. There's so much more to go. There's so much more to do, and just make sure you get that support that you need so you can go and live your life and live the rest of your story.
Because you're not alone.
Exactly.
You're never alone. Tanya Bolchin, I hope you have a wonderful time at summer camp this year, and I hope you come back to tell us all about it.
Thank you for having me this morning.
You bet. Tanya Bolchin's attendee of the summer camp for burn injured youth for years before becoming a camp counselor herself. We will be back in a minute with Melissa Kirsten to continue our conversation on burn injuries, which impact almost 500,000 people a year. She's an advanced nurse practitioner at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Regional Burn Center in Milwaukee. She's the director of the summer camp for burn injured youth coming up in just 10 days with registration still open. It is free and available to children who qualify. You can check it out ages 3 to 21. Online at WPR.org/mornings. You can also join us this morning with your questions, your shared experiences and stories at 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and the summer camp for burn injured youth is just less than 2 weeks away in East Troy. It's open to kids with burn injuries from the ages of 3 to 21, and it is free. More information available on our website at WPR.org/mornings. Our guest is Melissa Kirsten, advanced nurse practitioner at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Regional Burn Center, Milwaukee, known for developing the outpatient burn clinic there and lead support groups with burn survivors. We join her for the next 10 minutes, and you can join us as well at 1-800-642-1234. And again, I want to thank Tanya for joining us earlier, but Melissa, just from the numbers, the statistics now, how common are burn injuries for children in Wisconsin? Do we have numbers on that?
That is a great question, Lee. I honestly do not have those numbers in front of me. I was unprepared for that. I apologize,
but I do know
that it's common. It is very common. We see in our, I know between Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, us at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's, and in Madison, we see a good portion of our patient population, obviously at Children's, is all kids that have in their burn center burn injuries, but it's a fairly common accident that can happen to children throughout the year.
Mm. And you're also now, formerly as a volunteer, now a director of the summer camp, the director of the summer camp for burn injured youth. And Melissa, some campers have burns due to abuse, like scalding water as punishment. And how do camp counselors, how do people like Tanya and your team begin to even cope with being a burn survivor who was abused as a child?
So I think that is one of the, you know, it's the difficult thing to obviously go through and to know that you're having a camper come in that has been injured by abuse. You focus on just making the camp week fun for them. We do a lot of training with our staff prior to coming to camp and how to talk to the children and making sure that we have child life specialists there in case there's something there's really hard to that. They have they're working through so that there's somebody that's more on the expert level that can talk to that child. So I think that it's a holistic approach as well, making sure that they have the space and the comfort level they need if they do want to talk about something.
Yeah, with your counselor, Tanya, talking about two support structures with this summer camp for burn injured youth, it may provide just one support structure, and that may be make all the difference. In a bigger picture, Melissa, you run the support group for burn survivors at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Regional Burn Center, where that group talks about burn scars. And what would your advice be to those who are concerned about the visibility of their burn scars? What stories do you share? What advice do you give?
So I think Tanya spoke very well about that earlier is, you know, we try to teach the knowing how to tell your story. It's practicing any story that we have in our life. It's practicing and talking about that to make sure that you know, and who deserves that full story? Not everybody, the person you meet in the grocery store that has the audacity perhaps to ask you what happened to your skin, your face, wherever your burn is, do they deserve your full story, every nitty gritty detail? Or do they maybe, I was burned in a fire. I'm doing great right now. I really like your purse. Where did you get it? And kind of redirecting that question perhaps is more appropriate than answering that question. So being able to feel prepared for answering those questions, it can be very empowering for many people, no matter what your story is.
Absolutely. I've practiced this story many times before we got together this morning, Melissa.
Exactly.
I also, with the shift from being a longtime volunteer at the summer camp for burn injured youth to taking over the mantle and becoming the director of this summer camp, what was that change like for you? And did it change your perspective on what this camp provides?
It absolutely changed my perspective on the behind the scenes, what happens with preparing camp and the amount of work that is put into it and the effort and the love and support that we're, you know, infusing into the camp. But the change was kind of hard for me because it takes me a little bit away from that interaction, one-on-one interaction with the campers that I used to have. And that's the reason I started the camp, was to be able to spend time with those kids and get to know them more one-on-one. And I still have time with them, but obviously there's more behind the scenes that has to be taken care of to keep the camp running. So, I mean, somebody has to do it and it's an important role, but it is, being a camp counselor is one of the best experiences I had in my life. So, it's fun. Both jobs are great, but volunteer jobs are great, but it's, camp counseling was really pivotal in my life.
Yeah. What do you get? What do you get from these kids, Melissa? What do they teach you?
Resiliency, I think, would be one of the big words that I would use, is the resiliency of children and the resiliency of the human spirit. And just the courage to continue on no matter what has happened to you in your life, and to have the courage to go forward and to live their best life and live their story is so inspiring to me. And I'm just in awe of this community of burn survivors that I've gotten to know and made, you know, use my career to kind of work with. And it's very humbling for me to be able to kind of have a glimpse into that world. I think I would encourage anybody to come and join us and volunteer, because it's a really rewarding experience.
And what does it mean in terms of your work as you return back to the Burn Center at Ascension Columbia St. Mary's?
I think it keeps me from making sure that, you know, when we see those sad cases, maybe there's death, to know that it's not just that. It's so much more. There's so much more. The people that leave that hospital can, you know, make that a part of the story, like Tanya said, and not their full story. And helping encourage them to do that, you know, encouraging them to, you know, seek the mental health therapy, perhaps, that maybe they need, to kind of give them the tools in their toolbox, as you mentioned earlier, to go out in life and, you know, conquer the world like they had always planned to do.
As we're running short on time here, we could talk about any other aspects of this. We really haven't mentioned the physical aspects of burn injuries, emotional and psychological and social and all that. But the thing that, with the time we have left, I want to talk about prevention. We could prevent a lot of these burn injuries for kids. It's just a matter of, I would imagine, being aware and being preventative. How do we go about it?
Absolutely. I think, you know, some of the quick things I would mention is, if you're moving into a new apartment or you have a house, you know, if your water heater, checking the temperature of your water heater, making sure that it's not too hot, so you're not, you know, accidentally causing scald burns as, you know, you're giving your child a bath or a shower, turning the handle on the pot in the kitchen, on the stove, so that, you know, little hands don't reach up and grab things, you know, helping children when they're putting things into the microwave. One of the biggest things we see is scald burns down on to the chest when, you know, children may be pulling something out of a microwave and it falls down on top of them, you know, mac and cheese or Easy Mac, you know, that's a very common injury. You know, safety outside, making sure that, you know, you keep little people away from your grill because they're tripping falls in the wintertime, making sure your fireplace, if you have a fireplace, you keep, some kind of barrier around it so that, you know, trip and falls, your young children aren't falling and reaching out and touching the glass fireplaces. You know, I think cooking safety, like I mentioned, is a huge one, though. Being very careful in the kitchen, making sure children aren't around, running around while you're carrying maybe that pot of noodles from the stove to the sink to dump it out. Just being very cautious with those types of things, I think, are really important.
Melissa, have a blast at summer camp, and come back, please, and keep inviting us back again every summer. Very much appreciate your time this morning.
Well, Thank you so much, Lee, for having both Tanya and I. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Melissa Kirsten is an advanced nurse practitioner in Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Regional Burn Center in Milwaukee. She's also the director of the Summer Camp for Burn Injured Youth, which starts August 7th, and you can find details online at wpr.org/mornings. Registration still open, and it is free to children ages 3 to 21, with day camps available as well. Earlier, we spoke with Tanya Bolchin, who's a burn survivor and camp counselor at Summer Camp for Burn Injured Youth, where she was an attendee originally. The camp again August 7th. Ahead this hour, we explore African-American history in the Midwest with a UW historian, from the Great Migration to the fight for voting rights. That's after your news. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.